I need to do this for me because I looked in the mirror one day and I couldn't see my soul. But I had poetry that I would write to get out these sad emotions that really did help me tremendously at the time. It's like when you break generational curses, or like when you're living your dreams, or like offering things like this show to people, you are blessing the generations that are coming afterwards.
Hey y'all, hey, it's your host, Paisa Noel, and welcome to the Paisa Noel Show, hashtag PNS, a talk show based in LA, California, where most of the guests reside. Also a talk show where we always find that laugh. I am stoked that we have officially arrived at PNS Season 2, themed Overcoming the Odds and Pursuing Passion. In addition, PNS viewers and listeners have now been named, drumroll, Paisa Noel Show Passion Propellers and Bold Beauties. You might be saying, what do that mean? Well, all that means is that you are bold, beautiful, and not just pursuing, but propelling your passion. And if you're not, quote unquote, yet, I think you will after hearing these stories. Throughout my journey as a former professional dancer turned talk show creator, I have met some fascinating people with inspiring stories. Let's dive on in and hear them. Peace out.
Choosing to get sober, and it's like that wasn't easy for me at 19 to do. I basically like stopped being around my friends that I was with all the time because that's what they were doing, and I wasn't strong enough yet to say no. Mm-hmm. If that's what they were doing. And I realized, you know what, I need to do this for me, because I looked in the mirror one day and I couldn't see my soul. It was really weird. So I want to kind of like share what I do when I'm kind of at a crossroads in my life, because
I think
oh, good. Yeah. I'm sure, like, you know, Paisa, like when you are actively building your dreams all the time, and it's not like, oh, you have one dream and then you accomplish it and then you're done. Right. It's like, you know, I'm sure, like, you know, you start the show and that was a dream, and then it's like, oh, what you need to keep doing to keep on that dream, you know, like no matter what, you're always like reevaluating everything. And so my point is, like, yeah, I saw that, looked in the mirror, I didn't see my soul. And I just had this moment of, it was like my future self came back to me and was like, just imagine your life if you keep on the path that you're on. Cause right on the outside, it seemed like I was okay. I was still in school. I was still working. Everybody was like, well, you're young. That's what young people do. And I was like, no, not for the reasons that I do it, you know. And I'll stop with that, cause it's, that could be a whole extra hour another time. But so I'm in the car and it was like, so right from the outside, I looked okay. But from the inside, I felt like I was gone. But I had this moment of like, this is what will happen if I keep on the path that I'm at. And that path was like dark, and it seemed like there was like rocks, and it just seemed like it was going to be like, you know, those scary paths on a scary movie where it's like, don't go that way. And they still go that way. And then I just imagine, okay, well, if I stop doing this, if I get sober, and what is that path going to look like? And for me, what I do when I'm envisioning this decision or that decision, because I can be very indecisive at times too, is I not only like see it, but I feel how it feels in my body. And my body literally gives me the answer. So that path not only seemed that way, but it also felt like constricting and just like made me feel uneasy. And then the path of me getting sober seemed like clear and light. And I felt limitless. It felt like that choice, there was like endless possibilities. And I was just like, okay, that's what I need to do then. And it's not like it was easy. I actually like relapsed after the first week that I was sober, and then I had to did it again. A lot of people were telling me, oh, but you seem fine, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like the queen of everything seems fine on the outside, but I'm crumbling on the inside. So it's like the same thing as when I was a teenager. It's like, I seem fine on the outside, but here in my head, I'm having suicidal ideation and depression and all these things that other people didn't know was going on. But I had poetry that I would write to get out these sad emotions that really did help me tremendously at the time. And also I did 12-step programs. There was an Alateen. So I don't want to like discount that. Like, you know, outside help is important. So it like doesn't matter if it's like you make mistakes, right? I'm sure you've heard the example. I hear it all the time of just failing forward. You know, you make a mistake and it's okay. You just get back on the horse and keep going. Like it'll be okay. Sure. So I do that a lot in my life of just choosing which path to go on. Should I do this or should I do that? And it's literally usually never, it's not like the safe choice. You know, I did my undergrad in college in art and journalism. I was going to be a journalism major. And then I changed my mind. I always loved art. You know, all the like your basic requirements. I did mostly everything I could in art. And I remember my counselor, because I wanted to transfer as an English major and be an English teacher, was like, you're really good in art. Because literally my art was like all A's. And she was like, have you ever thought about just majoring in art? And I was like, what am I going to do for a living with an art degree? Because I grew up, you know, it was food scarcity. I was like, I need to do something to like make money. And I mean, I do love English too. And I like loved my English teachers and I figured I could make a positive impact doing that. And now I know that I'm still making a positive impact doing exactly what I do. But what's funny is like literally all the things that I studied that I would have thought would do nothing for me that I thought were just extracurricular things, like is why I'm really great at doing permanent makeup, because I did my undergrad in art. It would almost seem like, Raquel, you just started this, but like I felt confident doing it because of all the color theory, all the drawing and painting that I've already done. And like I used to be a makeup artist. And even when I was younger, I worked in retail for like a very long time while I was going to college. And I remember sitting at my retail job or standing at my retail job, because they never let you sit down, just like daydreaming and fantasizing about when I would not be in retail anymore. But literally everything I learned in retail, I use for my own spiritual tool shop. So it's like, that's what I was about. Even the things that you think are like, oh man, this is like not my favorite thing to do. Like, and I never resonated with trying to make people buy things that they didn't need or making people like open credit cards or all that kind of stuff. And, but then I found my niche and like what works for me. It's like, well, I'm just going to focus on the human connection and being authentic and seeing what they need and fulfilling that need. And just realizing, you know, kind of in a capitalist world, where do I fit in it and how can I still be a genuine person and like work from my heart center, even before I really knew how to put that into words, you know?
Yes.
I remember having a workshop and it was so magical because it was all men and they were all men of color. And I just felt so blessed to be able to teach them Reiki and just the beauty of that. Like, oh, I get like chills and my heart is, I'm like, oh, my stomach, because I know where I came from and I know where I could have ended up at, you know, and I don't take any moment for granted. You never know what somebody else went through and like, you're no one to judge. Like I'm nobody to judge. And anytime I've ever judged anything in my life, God puts me on the other end of it to show me that's how, Raquel. And I'm like,
yeah,
you know, like you can't judge anybody because you never know what they've been through. You don't know what they're walking in. And that's just my point is like, I could have ended up like anybody else where I came from. And like, even my book, I might cry again. It might happen, but it's okay. If it flows, it flows. You know, I have different people that I know, different loved ones who've ended up in prison at different times. And I sent my book to one of them and I sent like, I don't know how many more. I sent like a few more for them to give out to anybody else they wanted to in there. And I was just like feeling feels. You know, when I think about whoever got to read my book in prison that I just hope that it helped them, because I did write my poetry book when I was in like a sad place in my life. And I just hope everybody can realize, no matter what you've been through in life, no matter like how low you feel you've been or how many bad choices seemingly that you've made, like everybody has something to offer to the world. Like it's usually when you come from those dark places that you have the most to share, because only you're the person who can get other people out of those situations, because you made it out. You know, every day is a gift for sure. Even the hard ones.
You are such a warrior. Like, oh my gosh.
Thank you, dear.
Regarding your book, I do want to give my input. I actually read it at work, and then I finished it all in one day. And then I went home.
I love it.
And for the audience to know, this was something that Raquel did mention to me when we were both working at the yoga studio. I was telling my coworker today about, like, oh my gosh, well, when I met Raquel, she was single. And she did say she wanted kids. And like, I've seen all these different things that she said you wanted come to fruition. So the book was just like, oh my gosh. And I was like, I have to get this book, because you kept saying I want to get a book. And I think I may have been saying something about hosting at the time. I did dance, but I said I wanted to host. But like,
just, yeah, you know, I remember we had talked about you acting.
Yes. And you were like, I see you doing some other stuff. And like, there was always something. I don't want to say bigger, because everything's in the same, you know, it was something else for me to do other than dancing. And I finally am here. And I just feel like
I for the Well Show. Holla.
There's a big thing that you've really done for me. And that is connected with my spirituality and nature. And I really got to see how it can actually heal you. I was like, I've never thought about that. And when I go to the park, it's a whole different experience now. And I used to hate walking. I used to hate, like, I didn't really like going outside. But now you've gotten me so connected to nature. And now I love horses. Now I love yoga. Talking about people that weren't exposed to all this, I wasn't, you know. And I'm one of the people that, like, you've taught me now all the spirituality, you've taught me kindness. Now you've taught me strength, because I'm hearing all your stories and everything. I'm somebody that you have like remarkably touched, and you have been so perfect for the show, because you defied so many odds. You were like boldness. I said something about boldness, but like, I was like, oh my gosh, that's some serious boldness.
Hi, so you're just like touching my heart. Like, so, seriously, like, my job is done. I had that. I felt like it was like a download from God, where it was like, you're going to allow this the next season of your life when you let these things off of your heart, which was, you know, some of the things that I had gone through, traumatic things that I had gone through. And then when I finally let it go, it was like, oh, I feel better. I feel lighter, man. It's led some change in my family's life, and to up level things for the next generation. And you know, like that, there's a Native American saying that goes, you know, you think of things and everything you do for not just for yourself, but for the next seven generations. And a lot of people use that term in terms of like the earth and like physical things. But also it's like when you break generational curses, or like when you're living your dreams, or like offering things like this show to people, you are blessing the generations that are coming afterwards, not just people who are watching it. You know, maybe they'll relate, or like, you never know whose life you're going to touch, or what age somebody is going to find themselves listening to this. And maybe we're going to save them a lot of time. You know, everything's happens for a reason. They say, you know, things improve with time like that. Like, maybe the next generation will just start pursuing their dreams right off the bat, like in high school.
One of the last things I wanted to ask for clarity for everybody is all the businesses and everything that you have going on. Can we just list everything that you do? And then where to find you? But of course, I'll put it in the bio too.
For sure. So I have my podcast, which is Spiritual Tools for Daily Living with Raquel T.W. And I always kind of have a metamorphosis, right? Like, so I changed my Instagram handle to Medicina Mujer with 333. Okay. It's kind of like, what is it? I feel like I'm turning into a butterfly, you know? So it's just the next phase. But I do have my spiritual tool shop, And I have my Rock Your Beauty LA, which is my permanent makeup. I do brows, eyeliner, and lip blush, which, yeah, you can see my face right now. I have no makeup on. It's just my permanent makeup. Yeah, my brows, my eyeliner, and my lip blush, which makes this, because I just like to be able to wake up, do my skincare, and
it looks beautiful. Look at me. No, let me look up in here. Let me see.
You know, yeah, I'm because I'm busy, and because I'm a Reiki master, I still teach yoga, and I offer workshops every now and then, and yeah, I was doing them online last year, and so yeah, just all the things. I pretty much just do my best to give back in the ways that I've been given, and you know, when people ask, then I'm like, oh, okay, that means it's time. Like, I always have a workshop when I've had people just continue to ask me, like, hey, when are you going to have another one? When are you going to have another one? And I'm like, hey, I'm having it now because everybody's been asking. So yeah, there's definitely more books in me, more books coming out, and lots more fun stuff. I feel like you got a book in you too, Paisa. We got to publish you.
I don't like writing. I think my writing is pretty good, but I'm like, oh, I don't want to write all this down. I remember when I was in therapy, she was like, you can do journaling. I'm like, that's too much. I'm not writing nothing. And then she's like, well, talk into something. So right now I'm going through the talking part, which is kind of through here and stuff. So
yeah, you got to go with where you feel your energy flowing, you know?
Yeah, it may be something in the future. And, you know, doesn't mean I have to write everything. I can maybe talk and then the
have it just translate to.
Yeah. So, okay. So we got author, you do teach yoga, spiritual tool shop, makeup artist, permanent?
Oh, permanent.
That's
makeup.
So cool. That's really cool.
Thank you.
And it's some more, something else in there too. Oh, Reiki, you do the workshop for that.
My Reiki.
So I want to get into that too. So
I was just thinking, I was like, you would really, especially because you want to create a lot in your life. And that's what I found, like, and that's what I'll be offering in some journals that I'm going to be putting out soon. Cause I've realized this kind of recipe that works when people are wanting to create things in their life, but there's something really sacred in the Reiki workshops that I have. It's this collective group energy of just love, I think, that comes in. I call it like Miracle Grow. And it's like you write it down and you pour your time, intention and attention into it. And I swear, everybody that I've seen in my workshops over the years, all of their dreams like start to manifest.
Oh, I'm going tomorrow.
Yeah, I was talking with my other friend about this recently because it was like one of my first Reiki workshops. Like we were all teachers at the studio. I remember it was Teresa, Michelle Lee, and Brenda Hayes. And I forget, it was somebody else, but definitely us three were there. And we wanted to create being married and having children. It was a hard dream, but we live in LA. You know how it is dating out here.
Yes.
We're just like, I don't know, like, but we're crazy. We're going to dream this dream. Like, that's what our hearts desire. And I remember we all did the workshop and then literally all of us now are married and have children.
Yes.
But I just see it and oh my gosh, it just makes me so happy. I'm even people who haven't done the workshop with me and are just like living their best lives. Like you, like I see you like doing your show and you're out there supporting other artists and other people living their dreams. And it's like, I see you, queen. I see you like all the time. And other people who are out there making their dreams come true and just at their grind, you know, and it doesn't mean that you don't have hard days. Of course, there's hard days, especially when you're pursuing your dreams on top of working a full-time job. I think that's some like a myth that sometimes is perpetuated that you have to do it full-time and you need to be a struggling artist. Like, no, I like to eat and I like to pay my bills. Like, I'm going to fund my own dreams, you know? Yeah, you see, you never know who you're inspiring and you inspire me all the time too. And I just love it. And, you know, it's like when I feel like when you're at that vibration of just being so positive and loving, that's what the world reflects back to you, you know? And so just even thank you for all of your kind words too. So I appreciate you so much, Paisa. You're such a bright light and you've always been so supportive and loving. And I know sometimes when you're out there pursuing your dreams and sometimes you're like, am I doing the right thing? Like, is anybody hearing me? Like, and then you always hear what you're supposed to hear right when you need it.
Yes.
And it's like, it's kind of like a whisper from God, like, keep going. You're on the right path, you know?
Yeah, this has been perfect. So thank you so much. And of course we talked longer. Oh my gosh. So
that's okay.
But thank you so much for your time and give your family love.
I love you so much, Paisa. You have a good
night.
Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Paisa Noel Show, #PNS. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode, got something out of it, and found that laugh somewhere. If you are a visual person like me and you want to see these stunning guests in their interviews, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel at The Paisa Noel Show PNS. If you're feeling the PNS podcast, please hook a sister up with a fantastic rate and review. Okay. They just got the option on Spotify now too. So, you know, hook a girl up. Last but not least, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Paisa Noel Show. Blessings, love, and laughter, y'all. Peace out.